Well, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Welcome to Growing From This Place. We believe in God that you and your family are well. Definitely praying for you all, knowing that God is in total control of every situation of your life. I'm just excited about this opportunity to be able to share with you on tonight, for God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm just letting you know that we're constantly praying. Don't you forget that you can always reference www.prayerisamust.org. And we can be able to share prayers and different times of prayer requests and being able to hear that sound of prayer, of different prayers that you might need or might can share with someone who might be going through situations in life. We're grateful unto God tonight, knowing that he is in total control of every situation. Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and we are safe. And one of the things that we need to understand is that we need the safety. We need covering. We need protection. We need direction. We need God to be able to cover us with his loving blood, to be able to cover us with his precious blood. As I'm looking, and of course, you know, the story for the last 2.5-3 months in the world has been COVID-19. Didn't start out being massive news, but it was breaking news, and now it is the news. And one of the things that we're understanding is that as we're standing on God's promises, as we're standing on God's word, and I'm just looking worldwide across this nation, when I think about this leader of death, a tremendous day of over 303,000 people, over 303,000 people have died from this virus. Well over in the United States of America, almost 1,700 people just today alone. And I just want you to know that we're taking nothing for granted. If you have breath in your body, if you have life, I urge you somewhere around close to 87,000 people in the United States of America. And one of the things I think that we all ought to take the liberty to do and the graciousness to do is to be able to tell God, thank you for his goodness. Never allow complaining. Never allow murmuring and grumbling to overtake the fact that, yes, there's going to always be something that perhaps we might have to deal with, or even that comes at us, not necessarily me, is going to win. But we know that we have help, and it's in the name of God. And we just need to be grateful, not let the enemy take us into depression and oppression, but literally to be thankful unto God for his goodness and his kindness. I want to be able to share something with you on tonight. And Father, we speak over this word tonight that your word will embark upon us with revelation, with truth, with power, and with freedom. And I thank you, God, that it's already done in Jesus' name. I want to move towards a very familiar passage of scripture and biblical story that I'd like to share with you on this evening. It comes from 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And I might begin reading. I'm going to read about maybe 14, 15 verses, so just bear with me. Come from 17 and 23. And as he talked with him, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, and spake according to the same words which David heard him. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. I want you to remember that. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine? And taketh away this reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answer him after this man, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, talking about David, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. He said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? He turned from him towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, he rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Talking about Goliath, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear, and I took a lamb out of the flock, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, smote him, and slew him, thy servant, both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. I'm going to stop right there. I want to pick up on a subject that the Lord told me I need to deal with this week. Not only deal with it with you, but believe it within me. There's something, I think it was Sunday night, and I had an encounter with God and His Holy Spirit. That afternoon, He began to speak with me about this season by which we are living in. The season of what they're saying is on the brink of an economic famine. The season to where it seems to be multiple pestilence. Season to where they're already talking about it will be a hurricane season unlike any other. A season by which locusts are in Africa and some places were flooding. A season by which just a few days ago it was snowing in May in different parts of the United States of America. A season. A season that is on the brink of trying to bring fear because of the massive amount of jobs being lost, businesses closing, people waiting on stimulus checks, people waiting on a way for man to take care of them. But I want to talk to you about going from the natural to the supernatural. From the natural to the supernatural. You got to have a mindset that with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. By divine appointment tonight, I've been sent here tonight to share with you on going from this place. That if you're going to be successful and going to accomplish the assignment and the level and the place and the destiny that God has set for your life, you got to be willing to believe God for the supernatural. There are people in their natural abilities that are trying to maneuver. And yes, we've been talking about wisdom. The Bible says wisdom comes from God. And we got to have the faith to believe God for wisdom. But the ability for you to be able to maneuver in this season in the natural is not going to be enough. You'll find yourself coming up short. You'll find yourself allowing fear, anxiety, and stress. You'll find yourself losing sleep. You'll find yourself with the unrest. You'll find yourself tossing and turning. You'll find yourself simply stressed out. And as I have been provoked by God's Spirit to share this with you on tonight, it is a serious situation never before that I think I will live in an era to where in less than 5 months, over 300,000 people would have died over a virus, fastly approaching 90,000 in the United States of America. So it seems like the enemy is winning in many cases, but the truth of the matter is God is still in control. He's positioning us and our mindset for the supernatural. Somebody might say, well, Pastor McKnight, what do you mean by the supernatural? I'll use this definition tonight of supernatural. It's relating to or being above or beyond what is natural, unexplainable by the natural law, or something that is abnormal, a phenomenon, or something pertaining to the characteristics that's attributed to God's deity. It is actually a superlative in degree. That's as an adjective, as a noun. It's a being in a place, an object, or occurrence considered as a supernatural act or supernatural organ, that which is supernatural or outside the natural order. I'm going to stop there for a moment. What I believe in God for, and I believe, God, that some people will believe with me tonight, that we are literally believing God outside of the natural order. The natural order says when we're in a pandemic, in an epidemic, the natural order says when over 30 million Americans have either filed for unemployment or lost their jobs, we're supposed to panic. That's the natural order. The natural order says that when everybody tends to think that they're walking around with masks and social distancing, and then we are some of us who are relaxed in God and understand that we got to protect. See, I'm going to tell you all something right now. The governors and the government and the president and people trying to say, look, go back, and we, America, to the normal ways. America will never be the same. The world will never be the same. Don't look. 300,000 people can't die and the world just stays the same. It will never be the same. But that does not mean that we will not accomplish what God has set for our lives. He's setting us up for the need and the expectation of the supernatural. I got to move quickly. I only have 14 minutes left. So God is taking us out of our natural order, the natural order of staying in the home, the natural order of wearing masks and gloves, the natural order of having time to revisit, reorchestrate, reconnect, the time to get it together, the time to work out a plan. It is an absolute travesty if day after day after day after day goes by, and the main thing that we said that we didn't have enough of, you've had more than enough, and don't tap into the supernatural. I'm talking about time. The supernatural is also it's the behavior supposedly that's called by intervention of supernatural beings. Lord, here come my angels. It's when you get into the supernatural, you are in direct influence or action of a deity on earthly affairs. Lord, have mercy. That means even though I'm on earth, the influence is coming from heaven. Even though I am on earth, my influence of the supernatural is coming from heaven. God is literally about to embark upon me a special grace. I already believe it's on my life right now. A special grace to deal with the earthly affairs, with supernatural divine momentum and influence from God. So therefore, that brings me to the text. The text of this story that's known, that I've been hearing about since I was going to Sunday school and vacation Bible school. The story of David and Goliath. A little shepherd's boy that's fighting the champion of Gath and the Philistines. Well, they called him the champion of the giant. So that means he had to go through some fights himself to be called, and for the Bible to call him the champion. He was the champion. That's what the Bible says, that he was the champion. And here it is now, Goliath. In the Hebrew means Gelah, which means uncover, or his name also means robber or stripper. Behemoth, which means he's a monster of abnormal size. Huge man. Theologians have, and in my Bible studies from going to seminary as well as Bible college, anywhere from 9.5 feet to up to 11 feet. Was his height. Colt wore between 125 to 190 pounds. Held men in his armor and his black prayer around 150 pounds. The spearhead was 15 pounds. The spear rod was over 17 pounds. And it has been calculated, but with his shin guards and with his clothing, that he pretty much had close to, his outfit was close to between 400 and 500 pounds that he walked around in every day, a champion, the champion of the Philistines. But then there was a little skinny, a little puny boy who didn't have the natural weight, but he had the supernatural God. You know the story. Goliath walked around for 40 days, if I can say it like I like to say it in the hood, talking cash, trash, and being ball of the shot caller, saying what he wanted to say. And when men saw him, when they saw him, they ran and were afraid. One day at the instructions of his father, David takes a lunch to his brother, Eliab, his eldest brother, who was one of the captains of Saul's army. And while David was on his assignment, Lord, I didn't catch why he was on the assignment of the father. While David was on an assignment of his father, he runs into a giant talking trash. He runs into the champion of the natural. He runs into the biggest problem that the country had faced. He ran into a giant of a problem. Lord have mercy. I believe there are some people right now, you're fighting a giant of a problem. There's some situations perhaps that you don't know how it's going to end, a perspective of how it's going to go. But when Goliath was talking, he was talking all in the natural. David heard. He said, now what does someone get? Lord have mercy. That question is a person that thinks supernaturally. Now, basically, David was saying, he asked the question as the man came up. He said, what shall be done to the man, which means for the man that kills the Philistine, and then take away the reproach from Israel? What happens for the person that's going to free the whole country? And David, before he fought, he used the art of negotiation. Saul couldn't find nobody. So Saul had to put out a reward. He had to put out something to even make someone like, but no one had accepted the challenge because everybody was in fear. And that's one of the greatest enemies of the supernatural. When you're walking around in fear and life is intimidating you, you might as well hang it up. When you don't be able, you're not able to walk in the supernatural because something is intimidating you. You're fearful. You don't have the house. You shouldn't hear certain words like cancer, and then the next thing you're trying to find out is my life insurance paid up? Lord have mercy. When you are dealing with a champion in the natural, you got to stay in the mindset of the champion in the supernatural. They say, what do you get if you kill this giant? They said, my God, you don't know what you get. First of all, you're going to be rich. So now wealth is in the supernatural. Then they said that you will also be a part of the king's family. They will give you the king's daughter, which means now I'm going from basic to royalty. And then the third thing that you will get is your family, your father's house will be free in all the land, and they want everybody that's in your legacy, in your family, your father's house will be free in Israel. You got a generation at stake when you are tapping into the supernatural. So here it is now. David hears this and says, my goodness, this sounds like a great deal. But put the brakes on right now and let me make this point. David's brother is in the army, Eliab, a captain, his oldest brother. And just for the fact that David shows up and asks, what does someone get made his brother angry? The Bible says Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why are you coming down here? Has thou left those few sheep? See, you got to first of all understand, even sometimes in the supernatural, it won't always be the haters outside the family. Oh my God, I know I just touched some. I know I just messed up the family reunion. But sometimes when you walk in the supernatural and you don't walk in fear, it intimidates some of the closest people around you. Then we go to him, and he starts trying to belittle him. He said, oh, you done left your little sheep? You done left your little sheep trying to see? He said, I know your spirit. He said, I know your heart, the naughtiness of your heart. Thou come down here that thou mayest see. The Eliab said, you just coming down here to be, as we say in the street, the should, the could, and the would. You just coming down here being nosy, mind your own business. David looked right back up at him and said, this is an interesting statement. David said, what have I now done? So that lets me know that response, there was always, this had something, there was something, that contention there from the beginning. There was something, this ain't the first time this happened. I just asked a question, and now you begin to belittle me. I just asked a question, and now you're trying to find a reason to downgrade what I'm doing. Watch this. Getting ready to get interesting. I got to make a point there. Would y'all please give me permission to make a point? Here's the point. Eliab in the army, with the army gear, with the uniform, with a title, but he won't fight the giant. I'm going to say it again. Eliab in the army, in the kingdom, in the church, with a title, but won't fight the giant. Lord, have mercy. I know I just said something. Eliab upset because somebody who's not in the clique, somebody who don't have to be around and be in man's army, because see, man's army is natural. I want to be in the supernatural army of God, because I can get more done in the army of God with just me and God than I can trying to be accepted by everyone in the society. I found out personally in my life, my God, the less and the least amount of people, the least amount of spirits you have to deal with. Some you might have to be around, but you don't have to engage. And here he is now. Eliab is upset. David comes back, responding, and says, "Is there not a cause? Don't I have a reason to fight? Haven't 300,000 people died of the coronavirus and COVID-19 around the world? Isn't by the time this weekend's over, by Sunday, probably we'll be to somewhere around 90,000 people in America? Don't I have a child? Don't I have children? Is there not a cause? Are they threatening to shut down my... Is there not a cause? Don't I have a reason to go into the supernatural? Because right now the natural ain't working. Y'all in the natural, but you're walking around in fear. You in the natural, but you ain't taking... See, the natural will give you a reason not to take action. But the supernatural will make you remember who's going to help you. David began to say this, "I have a cause. Eliab, this isn't about you. I can free my father's house. I can end up in royalty. I can end up in wealth. I can end up freeing people who don't have the power to fight for themselves." David turned away from him and started talking back to the people. You know how we would have done in the hood. We would have gave him the hand and tell him, "Look, we ain't paying attention to you because you dressed up, but you won't fight. Got an opinion, but you don't have a commitment. Got a comment, but you won't have a comment." Everybody can say something about what should be done, but who is taking action? Who is taking action? David said, "I'm letting you know I'll fight the giant. I'll fight this giant." And David said it with so much convinced to the other captain and some of the other soldiers, told Saul that there's this boy down here saying that he'll fight the Philistine. Now, notice this. They wouldn't fight him, but they'll find somebody just to see. Sometimes people will put you in something just to see how you're going to come out. I wish I had 5 more minutes. I think I'll take it anyway. David goes to Saul, the king, and said, "I'll fight the giant." Saul said, "Here's belittle number 2. You're not able to go up against this Philistine. You're young, you are for the youth. Kind of say it like I'm in the street. You ain't nothing legit. You ain't gonna fight this giant. He's a man of war. This 10-foot giant been fighting since he was youth." David said, "Hey, hold up now. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Don't judge me by what I look like. I'm going to tap into the supernatural. Thy servant kept his father's sheep. Lion rolled up on me and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. First of all, y'all don't want me to mess with this text, do you? Can I just mess with this text? What does a lion and a bear have to do with each other coming up at the same time? Lord, have mercy. When your enemies decide that they don't like you or there's something that you possess that they want, they'll come together to fight you when they don't even like each other. Let me keep moving. Now, Bible says they took the sheep." David said, I slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, because seeing he has defied the armies of the living God, he messed up and released the supernatural when he came against my God." You know the story as I close this out. David said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of that, he will deliver me out of this one Philistine. Then Saul tried to get him to dress up in his clothing. David said, No. I'm in the supernatural. Are you trying to put stuff on me that I'm not proving? Here's the problem why some of us can't tap into the supernatural. Somebody giving you something that ain't proven. Somebody's trying to come up with a way to make it work, and it's not proven. He said, I don't need your outfit. I already have something that's proven. Philistine comes up talking noise to David, and the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that I should come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Boy, he had messed up twice. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give that flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David talked right back to the Philistine, right back to his natural problem. And said, thou come to me with a sword. I'm going to give you the answer to the supernatural. And with a spear. And with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. The God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. They, this day, will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. I will smite thee. I will take thy hands off me. I'm going to cut off your head. I'm going to give your body to your head to the carcass of the Philistines this day and the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. In other words, I tap into the supernatural because I tap into his name. The name of the Lord releases the supernatural. When you have the ultimate faith, when you have the ultimate confidence, and it's not because of David and who he is, it's not because of Jonathan Knight, it's because something is messing and insulting and defying the power of God. That's why man will never be able to do and run the country right. I don't care what party. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care who you vote for, a man or woman, if they defy what God says, it will come down. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and it releases the supernatural. You got to believe him. Goliath rose up on David. David gets, he got all his spear, 500 pounds worth of armor. David said, you know what? I'm going down by the brook. I pull out me 5 smooth stones. First of all, he went down by the brook. So he pulled his weapons out. The water represents the spirit. Fire represents the number of grace and favor. Picks up his slingshot. He said, I don't even have to use all what I have. I don't have to use all 5. I'm just going to get a stone. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to use his name. And he hit Goliath in the head with the stone. And the Goliath falls. Took his sword. Wait a minute. Goliath's sword probably weighed more than David. Mm-hmm. But look at here. David was in the supernatural. When you're in the supernatural, you're able to be directly influenced by an action of deity or God's supernatural power to deal with earthly affairs. You might not feel qualified. You might not feel equipped. You might not feel justified. But when you tap into the supernatural, you'll have the power to do what you thought you couldn't do. You'll have the power to get what you thought you couldn't get. You'll have the power to get the levels that you never thought you could get the levels. Why? Because it's not by your might. It's by his might. It's not by your name. It's by his name. And I'm living my life like this. So I close out and get ready to pray for you. I live my life like this. That at the end of the day, I'm trusting God for the supernatural. At the end of the day, I'm believing that God's going to do something that we've never seen him do. And the power of God will flow like it's never flowed before in our life. I'm believing God. Some of you right now are going to know that God's about to do something in your life that you've never seen him do. I'm going to pray for you now because God's about to do something in your life that you've never seen him do. We're going from the natural to the supernatural. And we're going to believe that God's going to do something now. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We bind every satanic attack. We come against fear. We come against sickness. We come against disease. And we speak by your spirit and your power that you open up an anointing of the supernatural. We bind every generational curse. We bind every satanic interruption, every demonic influence. We come against every distraction, everything that's trying to break our will and our spirit. And Father, we thank you, oh God, tonight that people are healed, those that are grieving at the loss of loved ones, those that are broken, those that are hooked on drugs and addictions, those that are broken, those that are sick, those that are heavy. I speak now by your spirit that you release an anointing over their lives now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against the spirit of the enemy. We decree in the name of Jesus that we're giant killers in faith, not because of our name, but because of your name. I command in the name of Jesus that the natural will not win, but we'll overcome the natural with the supernatural power of God. We cast down every wicked imagination. We pull down every stronghold. And God, that person that's weak, that person that's broken, that person that feels empty or abandoned, I command that they'll walk in the supernatural. Anoint us afresh. Pour fresh oil over our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Protect those who are helping those others in this pandemic. And I decree that souls will be saved and hearts will be won. And in the name of Jesus, we speak for greater victory. I thank you right now that you're killing the giants through your name. We promise you, we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, I just want to say something to you that, oh God, we tapping into the supernatural. I don't know about you, but I'm tapping into the supernatural. I'm going to tap into the supernatural power of God. Get out of the natural. Stay with the supernatural and let God do what he needs to do. I'm going to do some shout-outs. Greensboro, North Carolina. Winston-Salem, North Carolina is on this call tonight. Miami, Florida. Palm Coast, Florida. Macon, Georgia. Mobile, Alabama. We got Los Angeles, California is on this call tonight. Atlanta, Georgia. Tampa, Florida. Lakeland, Florida. Charlotte, North Carolina. Jacksonville, Florida. Raleigh, North Carolina. Jersey City, New Jersey. Albany, New York. New York, New York. Rochester, New York. Buffalo, New York. Brentwood, New York. New York is on this call tonight. Fort Worth, Texas. Elizabeth, New Jersey. Praying for Jersey, New York. We know your areas are being hit very hard. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Savannah, Georgia. Dallas, Texas. The Big D and the Big H. Houston, Texas. Germantown, Maryland. Columbus, Ohio. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Baltimore, Maryland. Roanoke, Virginia. Jackson, Mississippi. Birmingham, Alabama. Bridgeport, Connecticut. All over Central Florida. Across the water. Of course, my Bahamians. Freeport, Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, U.S. Virgin Islands, Orange, Osceola, Seminole, Lake, Brevard, Volusia, counties all around Central Florida. We thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are connecting people by joint lines and having listening parties and even those on Facebook, thank you so much. Be blessed. Take it from the natural. Walk in the supernatural because we all win with God. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you. Be safe, and God bless your families. Pastor John 3.